This is East Coast Radio.
We're going to be hanging out with a beautiful artist from KZN to the rest of the world. Probably next year, touring the likes of Germany, Europe. That's what usually happens in the show. So I'm sure that's what's also going to be happening. Do you have those kind of plans, Yashna, before I introduce you?
It's always in my heart, in my mind. It just has to happen already, you know?
Nah, we want it to happen.
We shall speak it into existence. Amen.
Love that. So I'm hanging out with Yashna in studio. By the way, I've never asked, where are you from?
I'm from Malvern, Queensborough.
Oh, that's dope. Just here, I think about 20 minutes away?
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad. So, how old were you when you decided to say, hey, I want to start music?
It's always been in me. Like, I joined the choir in high school. So, if I have to give it an actual age, when I took it seriously, I was probably around... Oh, I'm so bad at maths. I'm so sorry, guys. 2016, so that's 10 years ago. Oh, it's going to be 10 years ago.
Wait,
now you're making me give my age away. Oh my goodness.
2016 was 10 years ago. Wow.
Well, it's 9 actually, but in like a month it's going to be 2026.
That was my first year in university. I feel so old.
Listen, that's when I started music.
Can we
so
end this
clearly
interview?
Someone's older than someone. We should end this interview now.
Sure, go on. Yes, yes.
Yes, that's when I started. In 2016, I started recording music professionally. But prior to that, I was a part of plays and... Yeah, I dabbled here and there. I did music lessons, but I recorded professionally my own solo work in 2016.
And then you decided to go completely independent, self-managed since 2016. A lot of our upcoming artists are trying to do the same thing that you are actually doing. So what's the one piece of advice you'd give someone who wants to follow in your footsteps?
You have to have your admin game on lock. It's very important to be business-oriented or orientated, whatever the English may be. But at the end of the day, you have to treat yourself like a business. And I think a lot of artists are not aware about that because we think we have to just be the talent and have this glamorous vibe going on. But it's so important in order to be successful as an independent artist to have your admin game in order and to just make sure you're registered with all the necessary platforms.
Sure.
Your Samro, Sampras, etc.
Our PR manager was so... astonished when she went to your listening session. She was like, Yashna has such a powerful voice. She sings so powerfully. We need to have her on East Coast Radio. And I was like,
I always
wonder. So when it comes to production process, what comes first? Is it a big note? Is it a lyric? Is it something you dreamt about last night because you're from KZN? I know these things happen the same.
Actually, that's it. Like, I'm a very spirit-led person, so it really just depends on the vibe.
Sure.
It could be Neo bringing the beat to me and then me just him looping the beat and me writing to it. It could be that there's something I want to speak on, a certain topic I want to speak on. It could be him bringing the idea to me and saying, this is what I have. Can we play with this? And so there's just so many different ways that we approach songs. There's no specific like thing that I do when I head into studio. There's different approaches, and I think that's what makes the process so beautiful and what makes the body of work come together so well, is because we're led by the spirit of like being creatives, and whatever is in us at the time, we just lay it out into music from our feelings, our emotions, whatever we're going through, whatever we're inspired by. Like, we're able to put that into music in whatever way it may come. So there's no like, okay, go into studio, this is what we do, A, B, C, D. It's like, for me personally, I'm like spirit led.
Lovely. Yeah. I mean, I know, I suspected that because, I mean, you're from KZN. All of us in KZN, we normally follow the same route.
Yeah.
Now, your sound is obviously growing. I mean, I've listened to you from the time you were working with our very own Jay Smoo until now. Your sound is evolving. Currently, you are working with Umtunzi. We've got your producer also in studio. But where do we see yourself in the next, say, 5 years?
More music and just elevating and growing. I'd love to tour at some point. More sync deals.
We want those.
Like this. And I think one of my biggest dreams is to like hear my song in a movie. Like, it seems very far, but like the fact that I was able to get onto series on Netflix and stuff, I feel like nothing is impossible. So I think one of my bucket list things would definitely be having my song in a movie, like in theaters. So that would be wild.
I see you in billboards.
Oh, please. Yes. More of that.
Like billboards,
I'd love that.
Your magazines.
Definitely on my...
those runways. You've got a very good fashion sense. Hey?
Thank
I think you're
you.
Sleeping on that one.
That's actually on my vision board. At the beginning of every year, I put together a vision board. And I literally have that there, magazine covers and
see the spirits connecting.
Yes, we are in alignment.
Look, we're going to your next song. Where can we find your song before I let you go?
All over, every single platform, streaming services of your choice, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube Music, the list goes on. Just search Yashna, Y-A-S-H-N-A. You can find me on social media at Yashna_INT because Yashna International is also the brand. So yeah, stream my new EP, Yana Groove 2, 8 tracks, all vibes, ready for Ket December Boss. Yeah, well, yes, thank you.
Coming up in 2 minutes, I'm going to be playing your song by Yashna, Take My Heart.
This is East Coast Radio.